When we are mastering who we are, why we're here, we're unstoppable and we will achieve things beyond what our minds can even conceive. Hello, welcome to the first episode of Mastering Your Human Design. I'm Stacey Estrella, your guide, and I am so unbelievably excited to be here. I have to tell you, I am feeling two things. I am feeling untethered, meaning free of the dead weight that has been dragging me down on my other podcast, which I will explain to you and share in this episode as part of the origin story for this podcast. But also I feel untethered, but not unmoored. And I love using that word unmoored in this context because in a conversation with my business partner, Tara Tallman Solman, who is a co-founder of this brand, Mastering Your Human Design, we were having a conversation last week when she was out here in the Hudson Valley in Saugerties, where we were doing our annual visioning session. And we were talking about the value of human design. And we were talking about what that blueprint represents, because there are lots of tools out there to help us access and unearth and bring out the best in us, right? That's what most of us are on this planet to do. Or I would hope everyone at some point realizes that that's what we're here to do, is just to become the best version of who we are. And there are a lot of tools to do that. And every tool is a different access point. And some tools have a language that speaks to some people as a way to get to their true, authentic self. Other tools speak to other people. Now, the thing that we love about human design is, to me, it represents the base point. It's the immovable base point of how you came into this world. And we have one of the first episodes I plan to do, probably next week, is about the source data and where it shows up in your chart, so that you can have confidence that essentially what you inherit when you come into this world with your blueprint in human design, it is unchanging. It is essentially the stuff that you are here to work with and to express in order to elevate and expand humanity, right? We are all here to work together to uplift the world that we exist in, to evolve it. And you have a very unique formula in your blueprint that is there to support you in your role in that. I have a very different formula in my blueprint that supports me in my role in that. Tara has a very different blueprint for her in the way that she's meant to participate and in this evolution and upgrade of humanity. Okay. So we're all here for different reasons. And the magic when you have your human design blueprint, because human design isn't the be all end all, but to us, human design, that blueprint is your foundation. And then you can layer on all kinds of other tools that are going to help you get more from that. You can bring in the Enneagram. You can bring in your Myers-Briggs. You can bring in, affirmations. You can bring in a whole host and variety of other disciplines, other modalities, somatic healing, right? That's a really big one these days, where people are really getting in touch with the emotions that are being held in their bodies and that are blocking them from what they want to manifest. To me, human design is the unchanging layer, and it is your truth. And the more that you can arm your mind with what's in your truth and the parts of that blueprint that are going to be challenging for you, right? That are going to get in your way and make you think that you want this when you really, your soul really wants that. And then also knowing what's truly your divine self that's also in your design, the part of you that is here to express itself regardless of your participation, because you're not conscious of it. But the human design blueprint allows you to become conscious of it. So I love this stuff. I think I was put on this earth to be able to make it accessible, to popularize it in a way that is accessible and fun and simple and smart. And I do that with the partnership of my business partner, Tara Solman. We have another business called Humanifesto Studios, and we've been doing this for 11 years, this business, and the specialty in that business is telling high stakes, hard to tell stories. And so we often work with founders of new companies or early stage companies, new technologies, companies going through a pivot, where we work with the CEO to help them tell a crisper, elegant, powerful, impactful story in their voice to mobilize those around them, whether they're investors or their donors or their employees, to help come along the journey so that everyone is speaking from the same hymn or hymnal, the same book, right? The same sheet of music, so that we don't have energies that are conflicting and blocking us, right? So when it comes to human design, to my mind, when I met my human design and started to enter this world in January of 2022, it became clear to me that there is no more higher stakes, hard to tell story than the story of human design. And that's the reason why we're here with a new brand, Mastering Your Human Design. Because what Tara and I have been working on for the last 6 months is basically the tools and the language for human design so that anyone can enter this world and feel supported and not alienated. And I am a huge advocate for human design because of how it has allowed me to know myself. It has allowed me to let go of the things that were in my way. It has allowed me to get out of my way and to lean into who I am and to let go of any of the artifice that was troubling me or that was creating some sort of static, you know, electricity or some static just fluff, just distraction in my brain. And it's allowing me to step into my true power, my true voice, my service, the person and work that I am to do on this earth as long as I can. And even on my journey, I've been troubled and tripped up by the language and the constructs of human design because they're not consistent. The language is not consistent. The way that it's presented is not always welcoming. And the layers of information, to my mind, and I have this thing called the channel of logic, which connects gate 63 in the head to gate 4 in the ajna, and you're going to become an expert on you in the same way. But I have this need to make things logical in my life. Like one and one must equal two, okay? So I'm really good at this kind of pattern recognition. And I always knew this, and I knew this is the skill that I was relying on for my storytelling business. I would tell people my superpower is pattern recognition. I'm really good at being able to see hierarchy in information, whereas a lot of people put everything at the same level, and then it's just very confusing because you don't know what door leads to the next. And I'm all about helping to demystify, distill, and get to the essence of the information, whether it's a narrative or whether it's the 36 channels of human design, which are on the board behind me if you're watching this on video. This is what I'm here to do. And with Tara as my business partner and a creative soul partner who brings all of the creative to this, and with our, I've got to give a shout out to our illustrator, Kirby Sandifer. She's phenomenal. The three of us, what we're creating in terms of the products and the ways to simplify and make delightful your entry into your own human design experiment, that's why we're here. And the reason why I started to work on these tools is because after 2 years of living this stuff and really immersing myself in this stuff, human design, I'm a line one in my profile. I'm a 4-1. And again, that's something that you're going to learn and figure out along the way. But my one line is all about this investigative inquiry, right? I need to go deep down every rabbit hole. And especially in response, I'm a sacral manifesting generator. So when I'm responding to something viscerally, like I feel it in my belly, that's my soul's message to dig there, right? Like I think about Albert Camus, and he has this wonderful book, The Lyrical and Critical Essays of Albert Camus. It was my first introduction to him. And there's one chapter where he talks about the buried sun. And to me, that's what this impulse is. It's saying, dig there, right? The buried sun. So that's what I've been learning to do over the last 2.5 years. And it has just been the most extraordinary journey and unfolding of me getting back to the vibrant me that I knew as a kid and as a teenager. And it's that purity of innocence, that purity of inquiry, that purity of just following what was really lighting me up. And that, for all of those manifesting generators and generators out there, that's how you do it. That's how you get your true self, your true life, everything that you're manifesting in your physical reality to unfold is simply by following what you're responding to and then allowing your authority to say yay or nay, right? Mine happens to be sacral. So I feel like that's the easiest response mechanism. And we'll get into that again in later episodes, if you're an emotional authority or a mental authority, what have you. So back to why mastering your human design and how this came to be, because it's such a beautiful, extraordinary story. So on my own journey of, you know, here I am, an expert in storytelling and a particular expert at the heart, high stakes, hard to tell story, I kept having trouble on my own journey of immersion into the world of human design. I've taken a number of courses. I'm on the analyst track. I am a certified, an IHDS certified guide for living your human design. And I still get tripped up on the language. And I actually found that it was in the way of my ability to really internalize the essence of different concepts. And so let's just start with the channels, because that was the one that was really tripping me up the most. It was really frustrating me. And by the way, I just caught myself using the word that's part of the wayfinding for generators and manifesting generators, right? When we know we're on or off our path. Frustration. I was so frustrated because I couldn't, even for my own channels, I could not for the life of me remember their names or remember their numbers. I could remember, you know, which energy centers they connected, which is important. I could remember which circuits they were part of or streams they were part of. But I could not for the life of me remember the numbers or and which of the energy centers those numbers sat in or the names, whether it was the top level name of the keynotes or it was the design name. And this just, I just got fed up. And I thought, okay, because it was getting in the way of my ability to internalize, to absorb and internalize and embody, right, the energies of these channels. And I have 6. And so I thought this, there has to be a better way. And also as I've been coaching privately individuals for the last year, and it would also frustrate me when I couldn't just off the cuff guide them in a really intuitive way so that their souls would get it too. And so I thought, and again, I'm doing a lot of work right now, like who is the I, right? So whoever the I is, when I say I thought, and I now am realizing it is my divine self, gave me the idea, like create archetypes, right, for the channels. Because the channels, and the reason why I think they're so important is because the channels hold the energy of your gifts, right? These channels are sort of like your palette, right? They're available to you 24/7. They are your palette of skills, right? Skills and talents and a way of being that you are to bring into the world and use. You're here to apply them, right? Together or individually or however you do it, along with everything else in your chart. But to me, I feel like a really brilliant and easy and intuitive entry point into human design is through your gifts. Because when you start to understand the essence of those gifts and you start to inquire, where do these show up in my life? You start to see your human design in action, right? In a very practical, accessible way. And that is the way that you might then want more. Well, what does it mean to follow my response? What does it mean to be sacral authority? What does it mean to be a projector? What does it mean, dot, 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 right? And to me, this feels like the safest, most exciting way in. But with the channels, and I understand how they were initially laid out. And just also for those of you who are veteran human design people who are listening to this podcast, we always include when we are writing or presenting and we're about to release a number of carousel posts on Instagram that bring each of these channels to life, we always include a reference to the original name. Now on these behind me, we don't, but we include the numbers, and because we don't include all the information that someone needs. We're just including the archetype, but we expect everyone to go research more, right? Because the whole thing about the language behind the channels, and this was Ra'uruhu, the person who the system was channeled to back in 1987 when he was in Ibiza, Spain, his approach, because of his own blueprint, right? He had the channel of initiation, which has the gate of shock, right? Which is gate 51 in the Will Center. And this guy was all about shocking people awake. So his tendency when naming things was to name things in a way that would shock people awake, right? And even when he would teach, he would really start with who you're not, which would also be shocking, right? And it would have a tendency to make people feel alarmed. And, you know, we're now 30 years later from when that was channeled to him, or almost 30 years later. And wait, 87, 97, 107, we're more than 30 years later. I had to do the math there out loud for a second. And we're in a different era. And we have different tools and technologies to help people on this journey. And because I've seen how much human design has transformed me and my life and brought me so much happiness, I mean, so much happiness. And I feel so at peace and aligned with who I'm meant to be. And I no longer get distracted by all the external things that we're told we're supposed to be, or that we're supposed to want, or that we're supposed to have. And releasing that has been so invigorating and allows me to be so much more effective in being here to deliver whatever messages I'm here to deliver. So anyway, back to the way Ross spoke about human design and the approach that we're taking. So we still value all of the original language, because it's there for a reason. And when you enter the world of human design and you go down the path of getting a reading or taking a course with more traditional practitioners, you're going to hear these things called keynotes. So keynotes are the language of human design where certain words are going to penetrate you to the cellular level to assist you on your own soul's journey of transformation. And so us bringing a layer, like the way I think of it is, we're just bringing this skin. It's like this design skin, right? That's consistent, that's expressive, that's creative, that's fun, that's sexy, that's gamified, right? We're bringing this to just add delight and also bring some structure that's more intuitive to help you along your way. And because one of the examples that I always would go to is the example of the channel that in its original human design terms, it's called the channel of struggle. And the channel of struggle connects the root center, gate 38, to the splenic center, gate 28. Now, in a reading, if someone is just entering the world of human design, or they get a free downloadable chart because something in their world has introduced them to human design, and they're now feeling like, oh, this is curious. Their divine self, their higher source has said, hey, check this out. And then they enter a door where the traditional language tells them that they have the channel of struggle. This is going to do more to create resistance or seed resistance in this person, most likely, than what we're calling it as the archetype, the warrior, right? Because the channel of struggle, it's a struggle that is about finding the reason for being. It is the struggle that tells this person who has that or either gate, right? And well, we'll get into this in more detail, that essentially everything in the human design chart is us. We just happen to be imprinted with some things which we're meant to manifest in this life. But anyway, the channel of struggle for those who have that imprint are going to feel this pressure, right, to figure out what it means to live in this life, that it's got to be more than breathing, making money, having kids, whatever. It's got to be more than that. And it's got to be personal, right? All those other things are about playing in a world created by everyone else and us, to be sure. But the channel of struggle is really about this personal drive and need to make life matter, to make sure that we have done what we came here to do, and it wasn't just to take up space, okay? I know this channel well. I don't have it. I have gate 28 in the spleen. My business partner has gate 38 in the root, and together through our electromagnetics, we have that. And this is the quality that we bring to our narrative work, right? It's the quality that we're bringing to mastering your human design, because this to us feels very purposeful. And the gate of 28 is the gate of the game player. So to me personally, this shit has to be fun. If we don't make all of this material and information fun, people are going to lose interest, right? It becomes a chore. Life is hard enough, right? So our desire and joy and compulsion is to make this stuff enjoyable and fun and simple and intuitive so that more people will enter the world of human design so that they can see how extraordinary they are and they can start working from that blueprint. So what you're seeing behind me, this is where we started, the 36 archetypes. You know, we had a priority that we wanted to make them all covetable, and they are. So when we named them, we made sure that we named them things that people would want to own. So our belief is people will want to own the warrior. They won't want to own the struggle. And we don't want that to keep them from knowing how extraordinary they are. So I just wanted to give you insight into what this podcast is about, what this brand is about, who's behind it, why we're motivated, and what you're going to be hearing week after week and what we're going to be doing with this. I also wanted to give you a little bit of background. Because if you've come to this podcast, you're thinking, why is this the first episode? This, you know, what have they been doing? Well, we're actually in the middle of a brand pivot. And so when we started the first podcast that we had, and we launched, I think it was in June or July of last year, 2023, we launched it under the brand To Be Authentic. Now, this was a podcast and a brand that very much came from my own experience in living my human design. And what I realized on my journey was what, for me, the big payoff for human design, and I emphasize for me, was this notion of authenticity, that I have six channels, and for a long part of my life, I kept feeling whiplash, like I was two different people. And those two different people kept getting in each other's way, right? And one of those people was very introspective and very, very philosophical and very quiet and very curious about humanity and the humanities and reflective of what is life about and really just wanting to be here for more than just breathing, right? And taking up space. And the other side of me was really driven. I mean, really driven, right? Really driven, right? To achieve, to accomplish, to create, to make a difference in this world. And the last 30 years of my life have been sort of this tug of war between these two parts of me. And I could never figure out how to align them so that they could support each other instead of competing to be queen, right, in my universe. And I was always majoring or minoring in the other. And I kept feeling like I was in my way. It was this stop, start, stop, start, stop, start. And I was just ultimately frustrated. So when I met my human design, what the marvelous thing that happened was immediately when I saw my blueprint, I saw that dynamic, right? I saw, oh no wonder. And as I grew deeper in my knowledge and understanding of my design, every day, every moment, it just goes more to, oh, I get it, I get it. But the beautiful thing that happened when I met my blueprint was I could finally let go in an instant of everything that I wasn't. I could finally let go of it. And it was such a relief that I could let go of it, that now I could put my energy into just being me and doing it in a way that was in harmony. And so that's what I've been doing. And the first year of living my design, I was really just trying to understand what it meant to have sacral authority. What does it mean to be in response as a manifesting generator? And I spent the year experimenting with that. And then at the beginning of last year, in my process, it was, okay, now what does it mean to apply this, my blueprint, consciously to my work? And that's when I hired a coach, Danielle Eyman, who was a huge turning point for me. And I joined her high frequency formula program, was phenomenal. And basically it allowed me to align my design with a human design business offering. And that was to be authentic. And so that brand was really coming out of the year of, okay, I know what it means to be me. And so then last year, as I was building that brand, and by the way, we have another podcast, which I will not be recording on anymore. And I will gradually bring some of those episodes over here. But that podcast is called To Be Authentic with Stacey Estrella. So we're leaving that podcast up. I will put one more episode that just points people to Mastering Your Human Design, because that podcast served a purpose. And the purpose of it was for me to share my journey and to do some interviews and to really practice podcasting, right? To get used to using my voice, but in a way that felt a little bit more personal. And it's not that I won't be bringing in the personal into Mastering Your Human Design, because that's how we learn. If the more that I can bring you examples of what's happening in my life in terms of how human design shows up, so that you can see the practical relevance of it, right? And the profound impact it can have on your life, the better. And so I will be bringing, you know, examples from my own life just to bring out different elements of human design. But To Be Authentic wasn't as much about teaching others. It was, but it was dialed more heavily into my own journey. And I'm in a different place now. And here's what's so interesting, and this is all part of why I want to share the richness of human design, because this new brand, when you are aligned with your design, when you are aligned with your higher self, your divine self, you have access to so much more information that when you're trying to do it all through your head, through your personality, and that's a human design term, through who you think you are versus who you really are, you are missing so much, okay? So the origin of this brand, Mastering Your Human Design, is incredibly magical how it happened. So Tara and I started to do these annual offsites, and it was kind of by accident. We started last year when we both went to the Byron Katie workshop for the work. It was a 9-day retreat, and we met there, and it was incredibly transformative. And right after that, all of this download with To Be Authentic came. And that's what we spent the year building that brand as much as we could, as much as we were inspired to do. And what happened in the meantime, this time last year, I started to reserve other domain URLs because I just had a feeling that we would want something that was more universal, right, than To Be Authentic. And less poetic, if you will. To Be Authentic, just, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. But it felt almost a little too abstract and out of reach. And I started to feel the weight of that abstraction with each passing week, especially toward the end of last year. And in fact, I stopped recording podcasts after Thanksgiving. I felt like something's missing, something's off. And my sacral said, stop. So I did. And when we were planning, Tara and I, our retreat for this year, initially we were supposed to do it in February. But then we were busy with one of our narrative clients and there were all these other things that were going on and, you know, it was bad weather and blah, blah, blah. And Tara and I decided, let's move it out. And so Tara decided to, she just chose a random date for the next time that we would do it. And it was for April. Well, unbeknownst to us, the eclipse was the Monday following that weekend that we were supposed to be together. Okay. So this is what I'm getting at about how human design, when you start to operate out of alignment, the universe conspires to support you. Okay. The more that you are living into your purpose, into who you're meant to be, into why you're here, starts to conspire with you, the more that you access it. And so that was the first thing was we thought, oh, that's really interesting. And so last week, so Tara is supposed to arrive on a Thursday. Well, Monday, I start to get these reminders from Squarespace, which is where we host our website and where I bought the domain URLs. And I'm getting all of these reminders that my URLs are about to expire. And the URLs were all about mastering the true you, mastering your higher self, mastering whatever. I had a couple of them. There were three or four that I had reserved because at that time last year, I knew that there was something about this concept of mastery, right? Because when we are mastering who we are, why we're here, we're unstoppable and we will achieve things beyond what our minds can even conceive, okay? And so mastery, mastery, mastery. And I had set all the domains to not auto-renew because I knew in my belly, because I go to my sacral for these kinds of things, they weren't right. They weren't exciting me, okay? And so I let all of these expire. And so Tara and I, she's here on Thursday night. Friday, you know, we are getting our photos taken because we haven't had photos in forever. We've never done photos together. And we realized we needed to have some photos for our HuManifesto site. And we were going to put them on to be authentic. And then Saturday, so that's Saturday, we do photos. And then Sunday morning, I wake up. And again, who does it come from, right? Because who's the I? And the phrase, mastering your human design, comes to me. And I think, oh God, that's really, really good, right? That's really, really, really good. And I think, yeah, that's really all that matters. That is the individual gauntlet for every single person. Because your human design is different from my human design, is different from Tara's, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. None of us are alike. Nobody has ever come into this world with your design. Nobody will ever come into this world with your design. That is how special you are. And so I think, God, that's really good. And I think, okay, let's go check out it, what was the first thing? I wanted to see if it had been trademarked, because that was the other thing. We have been having the hardest time finding trademarkable names for our brand. And so that's part of why we've been holding ourselves back, because we want an open field, right? And so I do a trademark search, just the minimal. Ooh, there's nothing that compares, okay? So there's that. And then I think, okay, let's go see if the URL is free. MasteringYourHumanDesign.com. It's available. I mean, honestly, my mind was blown. I thought for sure this has to have been taken. So now we know the trademark is available to brand. We have the URL available. And I thought, this is it. Like, I felt in my belly, oh, this is it. And so I meet Tara because we had earmarked Sunday, the day before the eclipse, for our workday together. And so I show up. I am just itching to share it with her. I share it with her, masteringyourhumandesign.com. She loves it. Oh, I know. There was a third thing, the podcast. So I did a podcast search to see if anyone was already using Mastering Your Human Design, and that was free. So the three things were the trademark, the URL, and the podcast. So we had all three of those. So immediately, Tara feels the vibe, and we use that morning to create new podcast art. The next day, I create the music and a new trailer, which I love. You have to listen to the trailer if you haven't heard it yet, because it captures the energetic essence of what this moment and this podcast is about. It is so much fun. We are going to have so much fun, and we're going to be learning and getting smarter about who we are, and all becoming more authentic about who we are, because we're living our own design, right? And becoming more successful and manifesting everything that we want, because it's in alignment with who we really are, okay? So you have to listen to the trailer. I sometimes just listen to it over and over because I love the music. Anyway, so we put all of that up. I had already created the new podcast, so I had that in the queue, and we started. And so then I also went one step further, because I'm working now with a communications coach who I love. Again, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I've always been a little bit resistant about social media, like, oh, this isn't for me. I'm long form. And who has come into my life is this woman, Vicki Dixon. Shout out to her. And she's an amazing human design coach on communicating in your brand through your design. So basically using your design, but also all these incredible practical insights and approaches. It's very tactical and strategic. And insightful from a human design standpoint. It's completely unleashed me. Again, untethered, but not unmoored, okay? And so Vicki had said, because one of my questions was always, well, how do I, as the voice and face that people are going to see the most, look, I'm a manifesting generator and I am leading the strategy side of this brand. Tara leads the design. She's a splenic projector. How do I free myself up to represent, to be me, right? Representing the brand that's actually the product of two people, right? Two separate designs. And because a lot of people in the human design world, they're leading with their own name. That is the brand. And in this case, we're not. We're leading as a duo out of the gate, right? It's the Stacy and Tara show or the Tara and Stacy show. And what she said is, have you done a human design chart for the brand? And I hadn't. And what happened was when I did was absolutely magical, because the human design chart for the brand, Mastering Your Human Design, has gate 23. Gate 23 is off of the throat, and it is the gate, I'm pretty sure off the top of my head, it's assimilation, which is basically being able to look at all the parts, right? And I apologize to anyone in the human design world if I said, if I used the wrong word, but it's part of the Let me get it. The channel of structuring, which connects gate 43 of the ajna and gate 23 of the throat. We call it the channel of the disruptor. It's the disruptor because it has this quality of breakthrough and insights, but it does it by being able to go through all the separate pieces and be able to structure them in a way that creates the aha. And so, so we call it the disruptor. But anyway, Tara and I, when we look at our combined charts, we have, I think it's 7 electromagnetic channels. So in addition to our own complete channels, we complete each other for 7 other channels. And every single one of our energy centers as a duo is defined, right? So we're working with a lot of really good energy. But, and this is something that you'll learn along the way in this podcast, in our definition as a duo, we are still a split definition. So we still need the presence of another with the gate 23 in our dynamic, right? And what's interesting when we looked at this is we found that our best clients have gate 23. This is the stuff that as you go deeper and deeper into your own design and you start to investigate these realms, you see how we are just energy. And that's what the blueprint is saying. Here's the map of your energy, right? It's a gift for the mind to actually understand how it works so we can be more conscious of it, right? That's the whole point, is to become much more conscious of it. So anyway, our brand, human design blueprint for our brand, Manifesting Your Human Design, has the gate that we are missing. So exciting. And it also has the way that Ra had, it has the same channel that Ra had, the channel of initiation, which we call the Maverick. So there is an heretical quality about this channel, right? Just being out there, just doing, right? Initiating others into who they're meant to be. And so what I love about the three charts together, mine, Tara's, and the brand's, is that we are living up to the promise of it. That's what our goal is, and that's what our promise is. And that's what we're doing with this, the gate of shock, with our language. You know, we are bringing all of this to our audience who are, we believe, people who feel that they've been stuck in something, feel like they're in their way. They also might be practitioners of human design who are looking for a simpler way to communicate these ideas, these essences, right? We're always, and when I'm working one-on-one with clients or working with teams, still going to bring in all of the rich information and all the layers from the big book of human design, which is all about the science of differentiation. Also the gene keys, because that's another thing that I've brought into the mix over the last year. But we will traffic in all of this language. So we do believe in the value of these keynotes and sharing them with our audience. But we also believe that there needs to be a layer that makes it look safe and fun, right? That demystifies the language, which can be very filled with jargon and sound very foreign and can be, frankly, very off-putting. And we want to make human design friendly and inviting for everyone to be part of this. So that's why we're here. This is who we are. So you're mostly going to hear my voice on this podcast. You're mostly going to see me on our Instagram feed. But you need to know that Tara is here every step of the way, and she shows up according to her design. She's a splenic projector. She does not have her throat defined. So she's about enabling others, is how she uses her design to use their throat, right? To use their voice. And what Tara is doing as part of our duo is making all of the things that I'm writing so much more accessible to and inviting to you. And if I were just to put these words out, they would not resonate or reach as many people as they will with Tara and with her contribution. And that's what makes her so extraordinary. And so I'm looking forward to having her on the podcast, but she is camera shy. I'm just letting you know, but she will be here in one way, shape, or form. And she will post stories or what have you to our Instagram feed, which is also Mastering Your Human Design. And we'll see her through that as well. But as she sees fit, as she feels invited and welcomed, and where it connects with her. And so I just wanted you to know all of these things. We're so happy to be here, Tara and I. We're so happy to be on this journey with you. If you're at all curious about the podcast episodes up to this moment, feel free to go to Be Authentic. We still have the website up. It's tobeauthentic.co. And we have a page for the podcast, a page for the blog. We are actually going to repurpose both of those pages to our new website, which is masteringyourhumandesign.com. And that will take a little bit of time, but the intention is there. So you'll just have one place to go. If you want to listen to the podcast episodes up to now, feel free to go to Be Authentic, because we also have that available on podcast. But this is where we're going to be putting all new podcast episodes and repurposing some of the prior ones, because there are some really, really good interviews on the previous podcast. And I can't wait to share those here. And we are going to be having more and more interviews, especially the ones around breakthroughs. So breakthrough episodes are my most favorite thing to do, because they basically bring someone on the show who feels stuck in some part of their life. And we take them through a breakthrough live on the show, not rehearsed. I look at their human design and their gene keys and help get them unstuck, help them understand how they got to where they are, and help them get unstuck and get on a new path to where they want to go. Anyway, so excited to be here with you, and so excited for the future that we have together and all the fun stuff that we're going to be talking about, so that you can manifest through the true you, right? That's what this is all about. So have a wonderful day, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Your feet decides to see rolling hills or city streets, ocean to ocean and all in between. It's out there.